Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now on Masech HaPsachim Daf Kuf Yod Bet Amud Aleph. With the analysis of the Mishnah, one of the lines in the Mishnah indicates that we give the Ani 4 cups afilu min hatamchui, even from the soup kitchen. So Pshita, the Gemara asks, it should be obvious. If you can give it to him, it should be from anywhere. So lo nitzuch al afilu Rabbi Kiva. It's pointing that even Rabbi Kiva would agree with this. What was Rabbi Kiva's position? Amar seishavat chachol ve'altitzarech labriyot. In the context of meals, Rabbi Kiva was of the position that if a person has 14 meals for the week, he should not take from the tzedakah, even though it means he will not have a third meal on Shabbat, and his Shabbat meal will be like a weekday meal. Hacham shem persum enisa mode. Rabbi Kiva would agree that because of persum anes, he should take from the tamchui and have the 4 kosot. Tan velia, afi shem Rabbi Kiva, se shol chachol v'al tzorech labriyot, v'loseu davar muat betoch beito. Even a person who is preferring to keep Shabbat at a whole level of celebration, or lack of celebration, rather than take charity, nonetheless, he has to do something small that's special. My Neo, my Papa Kosset Arsena, that little cup that they would have with fried fish in it. Something special. You should do everything possible with all the greatest energy to do Hashem's will. So even something small. Tanavanan, Shivat Ven Sivar Rekiva at Rabbi Yeshua Bno. So Yeshua was the son of Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva gave him an ethical will. What was that? Bni Altashev Begovashal Ir Vatishneh. Don't teach at the highest place in the city. Hatadur Be Yeshua Asher Tabni Chacham. Don't live in a city where the bosses, are scholars. Kanes Levet Chapitom. Don't come into your own house suddenly, without warning. Knock first on the door, let people know. Kol Shekhen Levet Chavarchan. Certainly not in somebody else's house. Always have shoes on. Ashken ve'achol, always get up early to eat. In the summer because of the heat, so before the heat. In the morning, in the winter, because to do away with the cold. As we saw. The last piece of advice was, always working with or in cahoots with somebody who was having a fortunate hour. Our papa said that didn't mean to sell or buy, but rather to be a partner with him. But now that we have this drasha, that the Satan says to Hashem, well, Eov, you blessed everything that he does, from the Midas touch, and that's why he's loyal to you, etc. So, the drasha was that even if Eov gives you a coin and buys something from you, then you do well. So then that means Rabbi Kiva's advice even meant buying or selling, having commerce with somebody who's doing well, that's also a good idea. All right, on to more ethical wills. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was the Talmud Mufak of Rabbi Kiva, and when Rabbi Kiva was in prison about to be executed by the Romans, Shimon ben Yochai would visit him, so he gave him his ethical will. Amar lo, Rabbi, Lamdeni Torah. Rabbi said to Rabbi Kiva, teach me. Amar, eini melamedcha, I'm not going to teach you. If not, I'm going to tell my father, who's evidently was somehow connected to the Romans, and he'll hand you over. Don't get the wrong idea. More than a calf wants to nurse, the cow wants to give milk. I want to teach you more than you want to learn. So who's in danger here? Well, ego b'sakana. After all, the calf is the one in danger, and nonetheless, the para wants to give it milk. Amarlo im bikashta lechanek, hitaleh bilan gadol. He said, okay, so here's the advice. If you want to be killed, so hang on a high tree. Shatam alamed pincha, lamdeh with sefer mugah. And if you're going to teach your son, teach him from a sefer Torah that's been properly fixed and been gone over so we know there's no mistakes. All right, what does he mean about the first thing? He says, if you want to, literally, if you want to choke yourself, go onto a high tree, which means if you want to have something that you say be heard by everybody, then attribute it to, or make sure you're quoting, a great person. All right, Maihi, what's this about the Sefer Mugah? Marava Vitemarava Mishashaya Bechadita. All right, meaning a new book, Shabeshta Kevan Da'al'al. Once there's a mistake in there, then it's hard to erase the mistake. And once you teach a mistake, then it's hard to erase that too. Don't use a pot that somebody else used. That's another piece of advice. My nihu, what does that mean? In other words, don't marry a divorcee while her husband's still alive. When a divorcee marries a divorcee, there's like four people in the bed. V'bayit ema afilu b'almana, could even be referring to an almana. V'she'en kol etzba'ot shavot. Because literally not all fingers are the same, but what it means is that not all male organs are the same, and she may disregard you because she may feel like her first husband was a little bit more satisfying. Mitzvah v'guf gadol ochel perot v'lo sachar. If you want to do a mitzvah and also do well, then lend somebody some money on land, and allow yourself to eat the perot of it so that you will take a little bit off, so you're going to gain some ravach, and plus you've done a mitzvah of lending him money. Mitzvah v'guf tahor, if you want to do a mitzvah and still keep yourself pure, no se isha v'lo banim. You should marry a woman and you've already got kids. Abad dvarim tzivar v'no kadosh b'nav. Now, Rebbe's will. Al tador b'shach netziv. Don't live in the town of shach netziv. Mishum de leitzani havo. The people there are silly. Umashkulach b'leitzanuta. They'll draw you into leitzanuta, into the scorn and silliness. Al tashen leitata armit. Don't sit on an Aramean woman's bed. So, ikar de armit lo tignim lo kriyat shema. You may have been meaning don't sleep like a non-Jew. Let's go to sleep without saying shema. Armit lo tinsiv giyorta. May mean not to marry a giyoret. Ikar de armit. Armait mamash, it may really be that case. Mishumasin of Papa, there's a story of Papa, although Rebbe couldn't have been alluding to this, where an Arami told Rapapa to sit on a bed. He said, I'm not going to sit on the bed until I see what's under it. And under it, there was a dead baby. Then she was trying to frame Rapapa for the killing. Don't try to hide from customs, from taxes. Because if you get caught, they may take everything you have. Don't stand in front of an ox when it's coming out from the lagoon. Because that's when the Satan is dancing between his horns, meaning he's overly agitatable. Rabbi Shmuel, Bishor Shachor. He said, that's what I'm talking about, a black ox of Mamuini's son in the spring. You have to stay away from a regular ox that's docile, 50 amot away. But if it's a goring ox, then you have to stay as far as you can see it. Don't be in near it. Tana Mishmeh to Rabbi Meir, Reish Torah B'dikula, Sakla Igra. If you say that the ox's head is in the basket, run up to the roof. Shai dog was dech, and get rid of the ladder below you, and get as far away as you can. Amarav. Niza the Torah, hein hein, niza the Aryeh, ze, niza the Gamla, da, niza the Arba, hilnihaya, hila, vihilo kulia. These are all incantations to keep these kind of animals away from you. An ox, a lion, a camel, right? And, these are the incantations to use. Amar Abaye. Or dog, skin of a fish, v'chos chamin, and hot water, v'etzim v'kinim levanim, and eggs or lice that are white, kulan kashin adavar acher. They are all things that, will cause, disease. Or mandegane mashchad etzila. Dag shivuta b'mominisan kos yurei koset arsana chamin 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 mishadri lavei beitzim mandemidrach haklipim kiyavanim mandemachaver deshun rakata lechivya v'achilei v'it bebechivya garme katini v'yativ la garme lechivya akare lo nafig v'stakinlei. Okay, so these were all sort of codes for different things that were dangerous that they were aware of. Ika da amri beta de lepe shunra lo neo be inish bahakara my time adilma michrich bechivya velo yada. If you have a house that doesn't have really a proper door, don't go in because there may be a snake in there. Umistakin. Shloshadim tzivar bishmam rabbi yosit rabbi. Rebbe had a chaver, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, who was his Rebbe's son, Rabbi Yossi's son, and also gave an ethical will. Atas mum be'atzmecha, don't hurt yourself. Mahi lo tahavi lach dina b'hadit flata. Decha tahavi bal dina hu trei sahadi. Don't have these three as in your court, which means you're going against one other person and two of them are witnesses. V'altam ala mekach v'shasha in lacha damim. Don't stand there looking to buy something when you don't have any money. If your wife goes to the mikvah, don't be with her the first night. He said, that's only talking about a nida, where we're following the doraita law of nida, because she had been flowing, maybe she'll have more dam, so you should wait another night. But the way that we practice it, that doesn't count. So Shavim Tzivar Rabbi Yosef Yehuda et Rebbe. We got another piece from Rabbi Yehuda's son, Rabbi Yosef. Don't go alone at night outside. Don't stand naked in front of a candle. Don't walk into a bathhouse that's freshly made. Shema tipachet, because the floor may give way, and they used to have the fire underneath. Ad kama Rabbi Yoshua and Levi ad shemes hachodesh. That means till it's been around 12 months. What's that? The time he made for room, he'll end up getting some sort of a disease. If he has relations by the light of a candle, having lo banim nichpin, his kids will be like that. If you have relations while there's a baby sleeping on the bed, that baby will end up nichpe. That's if he's on a year old. If he's already a year old, then he's already set, and that's not going to change. It won't affect him. That's only if he's sleeping at the foot. If he's towards the head, then late lunba. If he's facing towards the head, then late lunba. If you put your hand on him, then it's okay. Alta say yichdiba laila. What is that? Tanya. Let's say yichdiba laila. You should not go out alone at night. Lo b'leila reviyot, for lo b'leila shabbatot. Not Wednesday night or Shabbat. Meishe agrat bat machlat. He ushmona esrei yiboshim alchecha balai yotzin. There's all these demons that are out that those nights. Chlechad vechad yishlo reshut l'chalav neatzvo. Each one of them could hurt you by himself. How much more so with all of this legions of demons? It used to be they were out every night. This Agrat Bat Machlat attacked Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, which is never a good idea. If it weren't for the fact that in Shemayim they announced that I have to be careful and stay away from you and your Torah, skintich, I would have endangered you. Amarla Icha Shivan Arkiv, I'm so important up there. Gozerani Allah Shalotavuri Bishuva Olam. I'm gonna make a decree that you can never come here again. Amrale Matuta Minach, please. Shvakli Rav Chaburta, give me a little room. Shvakli Rashivatov Leir Viot, he left her Shabbat and Leir Viot actually means the nights of the rain. Now she encountered Abaye. The same thing, they made this announcement. Abaye's real name was, of course, Nachmani. Again, he made the same decree, but we see that she comes around. Amri, Hani Gaziata Ninhu, Deshamti Sustia Va'atu Davri Lahu. This is when the people are walking in the field, so their horses go and they kind of encounter these things. Okay, Amrle Rav Lo Rasi, Lo Tadur Mata Lo Tzanif Basusia V'Lo Navach Bakalba. Don't live in a town where you don't hear a horse neighing or a dog barking. Dur Beir Duresh Mata Asia. Don't live in a town where the head of the mayor is a doctor. Lo Tin Siv Tarti. Don't marry two women. Inas Vatarti Nasiv Plat. If you're going to marry two, marry a third. The jealousy is too much. Amrle Rav Lo Rav Kahana. Hafuch ben avelta v'lo tepuch b'mili. If you're looking at a nevela, but not with your words. Pshot nevelta b'shuka, you could flay a nevela out in the shuk. B'shakil agra, take money v'lo tema kahana on it. Don't say, I'm of kahana, this is beneath me. V'gavarabon, v'sani b'milta. In other words, be ready to do very manual labor to make money to feed, take care of your family. Salka le'igra shirutech b'hadach. Even if you go up to the roof, you should make sure to keep your food with you. You should always have some food with you wherever you go. Me'akari b'mata b'zuza tote chafech nehavu. He says if the price of gourds in the city is 100 for a zuz, then they should be under your wing. In other words, don't degrade what the food is. If you have such a price, you should get it. Rav called his son Chia. What did he tell him? Lotishte sama. don't drink a drug, velotishvar nigra, and don't jump over the canals that they had in Bavel, velotaakor kacha, and don't pull out a tooth, velotekane bechivya, don't be jealous of the snake, velotekane bearmon, don't be jealous of the non-Jews. There's three that you shouldn't be jealous of. Eloin, nochri katan, a young non-Jew, v'nachash katan, a little snake, v'talmid katan, a little student. My taima, machutai achore udnayukai. Because in all cases, they're going to become big, and they're going to become people that you don't want to mess with, so don't mess with them now. Amar le Rav la Ivu Bray. So Rav told his son Ivu, Tarchi bach mishmata v'lo mistaye milta. I've been trying to teach you, and it's not working. Ta'ag rachmi l'dalma, I'll teach you some wisdom of the world. Adachala kariach zvinach zabin, komili zabin utcharet bar michamra. Tezabin v'lo tacharet. He said, first of all, adachala karech, right, as long as the sand is still on your feet, mean sell what you have to sell. Don't wait, sell stuff right away if you're a merchant. Komili zabin utcharet, anything you sell you couldn't be you can regret, except for wine. When you sell wine, don't have any regrets. Dezom yelot acharet. Shari kisayich patach shakayich. Open up your pouch to get the money in, and then open up your sack to give the stuff that you're selling. Kala mi'ar v'lo kora mi'igra. Better to have a small amount, from land, rather than a core of something that is that's on the roof. In other words, it's inaccessible. Tama b'chaluzach lebeit sudna rehet. If there are dates in your storehouse, then you should run to the beit sudna to sell. V'ad kama amarava ad flata sa'ah, until one third of a sa'ah, that much, that little. Papa ilo dramai shachara lo yatri. Had I not made barley mead, I would not have become wealthy. Ikadamra mavchista ilo dramai de shichra lo yatri. Or perhaps Mavchista said it. So my sudana, what was that base sudana that he mentioned? Mavchista sod na'e. It was a nice secret. Ugulim chasadim. Papa kol agav gvia boi, kol ashroi sofik ati sofik lo ati, uda'ati maot raot ninu. So more about business. He said anything that's done with a kinyan agav, even though it belongs to you, you still have it, you still should make a collection on it properly. And any ashray, any credit that you extend, it may get paid, it might get paid, it might not get paid, and even if it gets paid, it might be bad money. So it's not a good idea. So Shadavim Amar B'Yochanan Mishum Anshei Yerushalayim. Quoted him. Shatai Yotzei L'Machama Al Teitzei B'Rishona. Don't be the front in the battle. Teitzei B'Achona. Be in the back. Kadesh Tekanes B'Rishona. So you'll come back first. Say Shabbat Chachol V'Al Tetzorech L'Briot. We already said Rabbi Kiva's name. V'Av Mishtadel Imisha Shabbos HaChekad. Also Rabbi Kiva's name. Try to befriend and do work with somebody who is succeeding right now. Amar Shadavim Amar B'Rishu Ben Levi Mishum Anshei Yerushalayim. Quoted Anshei Yerushalayim. Al Tarbe B'Gnut Shuma Se Shahaya. Don't be degrading, don't act in a degrading way, because we all know what happened, for instance, the story of David when he did that. If your daughter is already of age, then free your slave and let them get married. And if your wife was previously married, be very careful about her first father-in-law. My time, Rav Chista Amar Mishum Erva, Kan Amar Mishum Mamon, either because of promiscuity or because of Mamon, Havaha Itanu, and both of them could be a problem. Amar Biochan Shlosha Minochale Olam Abba. There's three who get Olam Abba, and then Hadar Be'er Tisrael, live in Eretz Yisrael, because they'll have a Talmud Torah, raise your kids to learn. Havdalah Yom Motzei Shabbatot. You make Havdalah and Yayin, going back to the earlier sugya we had. Mahi de Mesharim Mikidush Havdalta. What that means is you leave the wine over from Kiddush and you have enough for Havdalah. Me'ochanan Shloshamachrizal and HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chol Yom. There's three that God announces that he's sad for, and that he's proud of, as it were, every day. On a bachelor lives in a city with a lot of people, not in a rural area, and he doesn't sin. And a poor man who returns an aveda to its owner, or for a wealthy man who gives maaser privately and quietly. These are heroes. Rav Safra Rava Kadar Bikra Chaver. Rav Safra indeed was a bachelor like that. Tani Tana Kameh Durava Vasafra Tzavu Panav Durav Safra. So Tana repeated this, and Rav Safra got feeling very good. Amala Rava Lav Gugon Mar, not like you. Al Gugon Rav Chanin of Rav Rashaya Dahu Ushkapi Be'arid Yisrael V'yad B'Yishuka De Zonot. They were in Eretz Yisrael, they were sitting in the Shuk of Zonot. V'avdi Lehu Masani Le Zonot, and they would actually make shoes for them, V'ayilu, and bring them to them, and nonetheless, they would look at these rabbis. The rabbis wouldn't pick up their eyes to look at these girls. What were they called? They were called the holy rabbis of Eretz Yisrael. So there's three that God especially loves. Somebody who doesn't get angry or get drunk. Somebody who doesn't stand on their own rights. There's three God hates. Somebody who says one thing, but is duplicitous, he really thinks something else. Somebody who can testify on behalf of somebody else and doesn't. Somebody who knows something inappropriate about somebody else and testifies as a solo witness. He had a Tuvia Chata, famous case of Tuvia sinned. Va'ata Zigud L'chudei Va'asid Be'i Kamen Rav Papa. Zigud, another fellow came and testified in front of Rav Papa. Nagde L'Zigud. So he gave Mako of Beitin and Mako Mardu to Zigud for testifying alone. Amarle Tuvia Chata V'Zigud Mingid, famous thing. Tuvia sinned and I get the Makot. Amarle In Dichtiv La'akum Erechad Be'ish. You violated the rule that one witness can't testify. You came alone. Shame Rabbi Alma Kamaf Kave. All you're doing is slandering him. There's no legal standing to your statement. You're allowed to hate somebody like that. The Torah talks about seeing the donkey of somebody who you hate. That's actually somebody who hates you. So my sonei ile masonei nochri, if you think this is somebody who's not Jewish, Vatanya sonei shamru sonei Israel, but those sonei nochri. That parsha of Mefarek and Matin, Toin and Mefarek, is about a Jew. You have to help a Jew who's got a load on his animal and he's trying to load it or unload it. Pshita sonei Israel, Mishai Lubistay, since when are you allowed to hate another Jew? Vaktivos neta. Achicha bilva becha. Ikasani David Isur. It must be that there are witnesses that he violated an Isur. So suddenly there must be that everybody has to hate him. Why is he so nacha, your hated one, Maishnahai? It must be the case like this. You saw him do something wrong, but there aren't witnesses, so he's not officially a sone or a sanui. But for you he is. It's appropriate to hate him, not just mutar. People who fear God hate evil. Can you tell his teacher so his teacher should hate him? If you know that his Rebbe is going to trust you, or your Rebbe is going to trust you as if you were too, you could tell him. But if not, then there's no point. It's just stam lashon hara. There's three people whose lives are just not lives. Rachmanim, people who are overly compassionate. Vratchanim, people who are always angry. Va'anine hadat, people who are fastidious. Yosef Kulu Itanubi, I'm all of them. Tanarabanan, Shlosha Sonim Zed said, there's three who are always hating each other. And then Klavim, dogs always hate each other, fighting over food, Tanigolin, chickens, Vahabarin, those are the priests of the Babylonian cult. Vishomim Afazonot, prostitutes also, Vishomim Aftamin Chachamim Shababel, also, the scholars in Babel are very jealous of each other. Tanarabanan, Shlosha Avin Zed said, there's three who always love each other. Ainuin Hagerim, they stick together, Avadim, and Orvin, ravens. There's four that are just four kinds of things that it sounds like the end of Mishlei here. Four sort of things that just you can't stand. Eloin dal ge'er, a poor man who's proud. Vashir mechachesh, a wealthy person who is emaciated. Zakein mina'ef, an old man who's lecherous. Ufarnas mitgala tzibur bechinam, and a leader who's lording himself over the community for nothing, meaning that he's really not doing anything for the community, but he's pretending as if he's some sort of big shot. Parenthetically, mechachesh could mean that it's an ashir who denies a debt. A man who divorces his wife and keeps taking her back. The Tanakama, why didn't the Tanakama say that? Sometimes they'll do it because she has a very big tuba and it's more worth it for him to take her back. Or they have children together. He really can't have her be away. He can't stand that. There's five things that Canaan, the man Canaan, taught his children to do. Ahavu zetzeh, love each other. Ahavu ata gazel, love theft. Love licentiousness. Hate your masters. And don't speak the truth. That's what we say about Canaan. Six things we say about a horse. He's licentious. Loves war. He's haughty. Doesn't like sleep. He eats a lot. And has very little. He eliminates very little. He even wants to kill his master in war. There's seven kinds of people who are excommunicated by heaven. Eloheinu, who is that? Man who doesn't have a wife. He has a wife and has no kids. He has a wife, has a kids, but doesn't raise him to the Talmud Torah. He doesn't have tefillin, tzitzit, and mezuzah. Somebody doesn't wear shoes. Somebody has an opportunity to be part of a sudat mitzvah and doesn't join it. How do we know that you're not allowed to use the Chaldeans as media? After the Torah gives all of the prohibitions of the occult, it says you should be pure-hearted with God. So you can't go and ask them for what they say about the future, etc. How do you know that if your friend is greater than you, even in one area, you have to respect him? All right, so Daniel shows that kind of kavod for Nebuchadnezzar. A woman who has dam tohar, which is after the week or two after birth, still has to wait at least an onah before having relations. Tana, who Yosef ish hotzal, that Yosef we mentioned, who Yosef Bavli, Isi ben Gura, Yehu, Isi ben Yehuda, Isi ben Gamliel, Isi ben Mahalalal. They're all different names for the same guy. Umashmo Isi ben Akavishmo, that's his real name. Hu Rabbi Yitzchak ben Tavla, Hu Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chakla, now somebody else. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Tavla is also Yitzchak ben Chakla, or Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elah. Who Rabbi Yitzchak ben Achad Shmata? Who Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas Dagarata? Samanecha Shimuna Achai Verei. How is that a siman? So you could remember that Yitzchak ben Acha, so Achai, is also the one who studies halacha Shmata, and that's why Shimuna Achai Verei. Little cute play. Eat onions and sit in the shade, but batzel. And don't eat bird meat, basically, and then your heart will be fluttering after you. Spend less money on your food and drink, and more on your abode. Ki ata ulamar, ula came from Eretz Israel, and said, matla matlin marava, there's a mashal they give in the West. The achil aliyata tashe ba'alayata, the achil kakuli akilki demata shachiv. And of course that only works in Aramaic with the play on words. What it means is that if you eat the fatted tail, of an animal, so you're going to end up hiding in the elita, in the attic, because people are coming after you for the money that you owe them and you spent it on that. And if you eat vegetables to the then you're going to end up sleeping near the dung pile of the city. In other words, you can sit out there publicly and not be afraid of anybody, because if you're eating cheap food, nobody's going to think that you owe them something and they're coming after you for it. That brings us to the next Mishnah, which will then bring us fully into the Seder Shel Pesach. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.